This weekend, we'll see thousands of foodies descend on Regent's Park in London for the Food and Drinks Festival of the Year, Taste of London. It's an opportunity for chefs to showcase their signature dishes, and the crowds will be sampling a wide range of cooking, everything from French classic Le Gavroche to Jamie Oliver's Social Enterprise 15. So what's it like for the chefs cooking in a park, and which stalls will they be eating from? We asked Jay Rayner to find out.
Angela Hartnett, welcome to Taste of London. The great thing about this sort of event is that a restaurant that actually is closed seems to have come back to life again.
Are you talking about my restaurant there, Jay? Yes, it's true.
Yeah, well, yours is closed for the moment, isn't it? It's closed for 6 months, yes?
Yes, it's closed for 6 months. We're opening back in November. But yeah, it's great to be here in the summer, and it's great to continually remind people that you're still around. Because I think when restaurants close, people think that's it, you've vanished off the face of the earth. But I'm still here, cooking.
Now, your restaurant serves grand food, plated in a fine style. Can you really replicate that in the circumstances here in the middle of Regent's Park in a tent?
I think it's more difficult. You replicate the flavours, not necessarily the intricate presentation. They are on paper plates and plastic forks. But I think if you keep the flavour, then you're fine. But it's interesting taking sort of people out of their closeted environment. All my cooks are so used to every bit of equipment, and now suddenly I'm going, just use a box, adapt, you know. So it's quite fun to do that.
Now tell me the dishes that you're serving up. What have you got here?
We've done very lovely cerise ricotta with spinach tortelli with parmigiano. Then we've done romesco with prawns, a little romesco vinaigrette, grilled prawns, and then classic tiramisu.
Sounds very nice. Now, obviously, you'll be slaving here for the whole 4 days. But if you ever manage to get a few seconds off, whose food would you like to try? Where are you going to stop off?
I think I'd like to go and do Scott's. They've got some great oysters, I've noticed. And to be honest, when I've had about 15 beers, well, maybe not 15, that's like exaggeration, go over to Attle's place to have a curry. It's always good.
You can get the whole British restaurant experience in one place. Perfect. Angela, thank you very much.
Pleasure, no problem.
Michel Roux of the Gavroche. Now, there's a huge crowd here at Taste of London on your stand. Do you think these are all the sort of people who can actually get to eat in your restaurant?
Most definitely. I mean, I've come across tonight already, I think, a dozen of our regular customers. So we've got lords and ladies here, one knight as well, and a couple of cab drivers and a dustman. So that's that. That, in a nutshell, tells us all about Le Gavroche clientele. It's not just what you would call your toffs, but it's also great foodies and people that appreciate wonderful food.
But there does seem to be a sense of kind of democracy here, in that even if you can't necessarily run up to the full bill or come at lunchtime when it's much cheaper, you can taste the wares of your kitchen here at Taste of London, can't you?
Of course, and that's what Taste of London is all about, getting a little taster at a very reasonable price to sort of whet your appetite for the real thing.
Are you surprised by how big it's got? I remember the first one down at Somerset House, which was a tiny, almost village fete. This is humongous, isn't it?
It is humongous, and I've heard a few mutterings saying it's maybe a little bit too humongous, and that it's lost its charm. But I think they've done well in designing it, because they've designed it in little sort of streets, and so it's not just a massive sort of continuous restaurant street. I think it's been well designed.
Now, very quickly, obviously you're going to be working here, like all the chefs, but where would you go? What do you want to try around Taste of London? What do you want to eat?
Well, I must say, I've already tried Boxwood, who are next door to us, and the delicious food there. Zaika as well. Sanjay has cooked up a marvellous piece of chicken. Cinnamon Club as well. Umu as well. There's too many. There's so many that are great.
I have to tell you, that's quite funny. I just talked to Angela Hartnett and I asked her what she was going to do. She said she'd get slammed and go for a curry round at Benares. So all the chefs, they want to eat Indian.
Well, maybe not all Indian, but I mean, it makes a change from French anyway.
Atul Kosha, Benares. It's been a bit of a year for you. You turned up on Great British Menu and it immediately shoved your profile right up, didn't it?
I quite enjoyed that. To be honest, it was fantastic to be on Great British Menu. So I've done it 2 years in row now. Let's see how it goes. I've really enjoyed it so far.
Now, we're here at Taste of London. Yep. Is this your first time at the event, or have you done it before?
I've done it before. This is my second year, and I'm really looking forward to it.
What do you think about it? I mean, you know, there's a lot of froth in the media about restaurants and people eating out, and then this happens, and real people turn up, don't they, in their thousands.
It's a fantastic event especially for restaurateurs, I would say, because it's a chance to meet so many more people who have not been to your restaurant before, and you showcase best of the ingredients of your restaurant and the produce. And it just kind of introduces you to more mass, to be honest, than you could actually expect. in doing any mail shot or any kind of marketing activity.
Now, obviously, you don't have your fully high-tech kitchen here. What are you cooking here that works basically in a tent in the middle of a field, albeit a nice one?
We are cooking something very simple. We are making a prawn salad. It's mango pickle prawn salad. Making a fish, which I also cooked at Great British Menu. I expected people would be asking for it, so I made that. It's a batter-fried fish with mashed peas and roasted lamb chops from Tandoori Ovens. So.
Sounds very, very good. Now, I was talking to Angela Hartnett and Michel Roux Jr. and asked them both what they wanted to eat when they were not cooking in their own part of the showground. They both said they wanted to go for Indian food. Both said they wanted to try out yours, or they wanted to go to Zaika or so forth. So, Atul, where are you going to go if you get a chance to try somebody else's food here?
I'll definitely go and try some foie gras at Michel, and I'll see what Angela is cooking. I'll go eat that then.
I think you're crawling there, aren't you?
No, I think I need to go there. I really need to enjoy what she's cooking. I love Angela's cooking, and I hope she's cooking something Italian, as she's always good at that.
I think she is. Atul, thanks very much. Enjoy Taste of London.
Thank you.